This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, January 31st. God's word for you today is RMS. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 26, verse 24. And it says, I am the God of your father, Abraham. He said, do not be afraid, for I am with you and will bless you. I will multiply your descendants, and they will become a great nation. I will do this because of my promise to Abraham, my servant. We will kick off today's devotional, still focusing on Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to 14. And it says, when Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted, for the Lord blessed him. He became a very rich man, and his wealth continued to grow. He acquired so many flocks of sheep and goats, herds of cattle, and servants that the Philistines became jealous of him. We established yesterday that in this passage, Isaac shows us how to multiply our finances. Remember, it is not the proceeds of the farm, but what you do with the proceeds of the farm that determines your financial future. And when we look closely at what Isaac invested in, we see that flocks, herds, and slaves have something in common, and it is that they reproduce. One thing that a flock of sheep and goats, herds of cattle, and servants have in common is that they are self-reproducing. So, to multiply your wealth, you must engage your wealth in things that are self-reproducing. Invest in things that can mate at night while you're sleeping. That is how you multiply. Everything is in the Bible. You put your money into things that multiply. I am not a financial advisor or an investment guru. I am just an apostle of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Open your mind. Do not close your mind to the new wave. Do not gamble either. Invest. To live on the rest means you retain your wealth. You multiply your wealth. The third thing is you shoulder. Provide a shoulder the next generation can stand on. The next generation should be able to stand on your shoulders and go farther and higher. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 7 says, then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil and pay thy debt, and leave thou and thy children of the rest. Your children are also supposed to live on this rest, on this miraculous supply. Your children are supposed to be in the plan. The blessing of God should not be limited to you. How do you make a blessing so limitless that it goes from one generation to the other? How do you make a finite blessing because the vessels were finite and the oil stayed? Become infinite. You do this by handing over two main things. The first thing is that you hand over the covenant. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and it adds no sorrow. You hand over the covenant, the God of your father. The children must know the God of their father because it is the God of their father who brought them out of that mess and gave them that platform. You must hand over the covenant. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for blessing me. Thank you for empowering me to retain and multiply wealth. Help me to be a shoulder for the next generation. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.